Welcome to Can You Say Mama, a podcast by two first-time mamas offering unfiltered opinions on motherhood, relationships, lifestyle, and all the things in between.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
I am good.
Good. How has your week been? How has your day been?
You know
How
what?
How is your life?
I am solo parenting right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, Sheldon has an amazing opportunity. So he got to go to New York and he's there for 5 days and it's great. He's speaking at this conference. It's like this tech, it's called API Days. I have no idea what an API is. Something to do with computers. He's probably going to be like listening to this being like, are you kidding me right now? But he's doing almost like a TED Talk kind of speak.
Yeah.
Speak talk there. So he got there a couple days early and so he can acclimatize to the time and meet everybody and all of that. So I'm on day two and I honestly don't understand how people who have no partner parent a child.
Single parenting.
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
It's exhausting.
I know.
And it's been a day and a half.
Yeah.
And today doesn't even count because Tyler's watching the girls.
Yeah, you're probably going to hear them, by the way, because we have the loudest person we know watching the two loudest people we know.
Yeah, exactly. So ignore any background. If you hear that,
it's okay. It's less
It's life. Not your children. It's ours.
But he's doing us a favor by watching both of them right now. So yeah. We can still do this.
We can, yeah. So. But yeah, like, and the weather has been disgusting.
Yeah.
So yesterday it was raining pretty much all day. And so I didn't want to just stay at home with her. We cuddled on the couch for a couple hours, watched some Bluey. And then I was like, okay, we need to go to the grocery store. So I took her to the grocery store, which is beside the pet store. So obviously we had to go in there.
Yeah.
She just likes to say hi to the cats.
Yeah.
Hopes that there's a dog getting a bath, which there was. And then she walks around all the toy aisles. Looking at all the toys.
Oh, really? All mm-hmm. the dog toys? That's really cute. I've taken Brooklyn in there once, and she loved it, like all the little kids. But she doesn't, it was so long ago, she doesn't make the connection that that's where that store was. And I kind of like that because I don't want her, like, asking to go there all the time.
It's aggressive.
And she wants to, like, stick her hands in the cages and things. Yeah. And, like, yeah. But, like, once in a while, that's really fun. She did love it when we were there, for sure.
Yeah. It's because you guys don't have a pet to go shopping for either. So we'll go in there to get Darce her food. And so it's usually me taking her. Sometimes Sheldon will take her, too. But she now knows when we go to Save-On, the dog store is right beside there. Mm-hmm. So even yesterday, it was raining. And I said to her, we don't have time to go. It's raining. And she just would not give it up. It's like, doggy store, kitty store,
they're
please,
so hard to say
please?
No to.
And I'm like,
especially when they say
no.
Please.
So, yeah, that was an adventure. I'm sure the people in there are like, what is this girl doing? Because we just go in there so often.
The amount of times I have been in there by myself, and not since I've had Brooklyn, actually, but prior to that, because I love cats.
Yeah.
And I want a cat and I don't want a cat. And I would see that they'd put them up for adoption all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, some of them, I almost filled out a paper for one of them once because it was this like ginger, adorable little cat. And I grew up with a ginger cat. It was the best cat I've ever met in my entire life.
Oh my gosh.
And I want a cat like him. And just like the ginger cats are so sweet. Anyway, I said to myself after my third miscarriage, I said, if this happens again, I'm taking a break.
Like it's a baby or a cat.
I'm getting a cat. And I said, and that cat is going to be like, you know, not my kid. I'm not delusional. But
have you seen the people who like baby wear their cats?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I was like that. Like, you know, the cat is going to replace this child that I'm wanting for a little bit until I like have it in me to start going through this again. But then I got pregnant with Brooklyn like right away. So, I lucked out and I do not have a cat.
There was a cat there yesterday and I'm not a cat person. I can appreciate them being
Another way
cute.
We're different.
I'm very allergic though. I can appreciate that they're cute as kittens and sometimes as bigger cats, but I just, I don't know. I like them from like a low maintenance perspective for sure.
Yeah, you can go away, leave them food. You're fine for a couple days.
But I would literally die. Like my face gets so puffy, I can't breathe properly, my eyes get itchy. But there was the cutest kitten there yesterday. It was like, is it like a Siamese cat that's like the kind of like cream color with the bright blue eyes?
Yes. It was a fluffy?
It was a little bit fluffy. Yeah. I took a picture of his little sign because he has the same name as one of my friends. He looks kind of like Grumpy Cat. Can you see it?
Oh, yeah. That's cute. I don't know if that's a Siamese, though.
No.
Maybe it is. Anyway.
Meet Jared, the sweet, lovable chocolate point snowshoe cross.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
He's full of purrs, cuddle, and fun, and is as beautiful on the inside as he is on the outside. Aww. The description killed me. He was just born in February, so he was like a tiny, tiny little kitten, and he was so cute. And so I'm sure if I didn't have a dog, I would have been like very tempted, even though I'm allergic.
Tyler's like childhood best friend just got a golden retriever puppy.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm dying to meet it.
They're so cute.
Oh, my heart. Like, I'm not a, I like dogs. Mm-hmm. I don't want a dog. They're way too much work.
Yeah.
And Tyler and I have said if we ever get a dog, we'd get a golden retriever, mm-hmm. just because I had one when I was growing up too. And they're just the sweetest.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They shed everywhere and they're like, you know, it's not ideal, but they're very so sweet. They're high energy.
Yeah.
But, oh my gosh, as puppies, like, can you get any cuter and sweeter?
No. I follow this account on Instagram called The Doggist. Have you heard of it?
No.
So he is a dog photographer, and he lives in New York. And so he wanders around the city and approaches people who are walking their dogs and asks to take their photo. Mm. And there have been some cute dogs on there.
Yeah, I believe it.
I said to Sheldon, if you see him, you need to take a selfie with him because he's awesome. But the dogs are insane.
Yeah. What if Sheldon sees Miss Rachel?
Oh, I wonder where in New York she lives.
I don't know.
Well, in some bougie apartment with all her YouTube money.
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe now.
Yeah.
Maybe now.
Or like filming at the park or something.
Yeah. I wonder if he'd go up to her. I hope he would.
I hope he would.
And then FaceTime the girls.
Though, like, he probably would have no idea who she was. Unless she was wearing, like, the overalls.
Yeah,
only if
she was filming. Yeah, I don't think she walks around the city like that.
No.
Yeah.
But he's so bad with that. Like, he knows who nobody... Because he doesn't pay attention to TV or movies.
Yeah.
So, unless it's, like, a very A-list, mainstream, probably male celebrity.
Yeah.
He's not going to know who anybody is.
Sheldon is so sweet. I had to leave work for a little bit today to go to the grocery store. I get in my car, I look at my phone, and then I have a text from him saying, are you able to FaceTime?
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I saw that you guys had FaceTimed me or whatever, so I called you guys back. Anyway, he's at the Jellycat store.
Yeah, at FAO Schwartz. Yeah, they have like a Jellycat diner.
Okay, yeah, at FAO Schwartz, which is a very cool toy store. Anyway. Yeah. And he's like, oh, I was gonna get something for Brooklyn. Like, what should I get? I was like, that's so sweet of him to think of little Bricky like that. So he ended up getting
her. He was having a day in there.
I believe
he called me and he was just like, I think he was overwhelmed. It was so hot there today too. So he was just so sweaty and hot and just walking around the whole city. But he calls me and he's like, okay, here are all the Jellycats. Which ones do you want? Like, panning around, walking around the whole store. Somebody I think overheard him that worked there and we're like, oh, there's more on the third floor. So he like walks up the thing and I'm like, oh no, those are all just the animal ones and I'm not interested in those. I want all the food. And I tried to get him to find, they have a new baguette.
Oh, one. Really?
Yeah. And, but they didn't have it there. So he got a couple that I had my eye on, but yeah. He was on a Jellycat mission.
It's so sweet. Yeah. So he got a nice little haul there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, we're very proud of Sheldon for his achievements.
Yes. Very much so.
Yeah.
So he's going to have the best time. He He got Shake Shack today and was like, I got a lemonade because I miss you, and that's what you get there.
Aww. Like,
that's so cute.
That's very sweet.
So, yeah, we can't wait for him to get home for multiple reasons.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But, yeah, it's gonna be an interesting few days.
Yeah, has Gray been asking for him?
She has here and there. Not as much as I thought. More so yesterday.
Yeah.
When he left. And then when we went to bed, she was like, night, night, Dada.
Like,
oh, he's not here, sweetheart. So, yeah, I think as the week kind of goes on, she'll ask for him more. And yesterday it was so sad. We were on FaceTime with him and she was saying, Dada office? And I'm like, oh, no. Remember, Dad went on a plane and he went to a big city and he's going to be working. So he'll be home in a few days. And then she looked out the front and saw his truck and was like, Dada truck.
Oh,
like shit. Thinking he was here. And I was like, oh no, he didn't take his car. Like, he'll be home soon. Don't worry. So yeah, we'll see. But I'm trying to keep her busy. And it's helpful that it's the weekday too. So she's still in her routine.
Yeah.
She'll go to like her dance class tomorrow and all of that.
Yeah. So. Which she did much better in last week.
Yeah, I
she
heard.
She was actually participating.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really cute.
By the end of it, she'll be a professional, but it'll be the last class.
Yeah. Right. Oh man. That class is funny. Brooklyn was having the best time,
mm-hmm.
but not listening at all.
Oh, really?
Like, to anything that they're like, okay, the teacher's like, let's sit down in a circle and let's do this and this. Brooklyn mm-hmm. just up, standing up, dancing around, running around, dancing around, doing a huge smile on her face, so happy. And Tyler kept trying to like corral her to do it. Like, nope. She's like, nope. She wanted to do her own thing. And then at one point, her and Gray were standing by the window for some reason. Well, I know why. Gray kept going in and trying to pull
the cords
to the drapes and stuff.
Always, yeah.
And then so Brooklyn ran over there at some point. Tyler ended up like tying them up higher so they couldn't get them. And then I look and I'm like, because he was busy doing that. And then all of a sudden I was like, where did Brooklyn go? And I pan over and I see her little tutu running out the door. And I'm like, oh God. So I get up and like sprint across the room.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Like, chase after
very
her.
Easy to do.
Yeah, right. Chase after her down the hallways of ARC, and she's laughing so much. That was so funny that she left the class. And then I was like, okay, well, clearly I need to keep a better eye on you. And like, she's just so fast. I'm like, how did you even, like, yeah. you know, escape from like that quick? So and then I guess the teacher played a song she didn't care for. And she just kept going like, all done.
She's like, if I don't like it, nobody can like it.
No, I know. We're like, okay, do you want to try and dance? She'd be like, And then she'd like run behind the like partition in the room and like go to the other empty room and like try and get into things. She's being funny, so.
Yeah, is she?
But she loves it.
Is she listening well to you at this point in her life?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And sometimes not. It depends. She's very funny. What she's been doing recently is if I tell her, like, well, there's enough things in a day, it depends on her mood. Like, if I'll be like, okay, Brooklyn, if you're going to climb on that chair, you stay on your bum. Like, don't mm-hmm. stand. We're not standing on the chairs. You sit on your bum. Those chairs, you don't climb on. She knows that because she could easily tip them over and hurt herself. And
yeah.
I'm like, but that chair, like, she knows which boundaries or whatever. Certain things, she knows what we say, yes, you can do and what you can't in our home.
Right.
And then the other day, like, I guess after having to tell her multiple times with different things, she's on some things and I had to physically remove her from it. And mm-hmm. then she literally went to the next thing that she knew that she wasn't supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, you know, you're not supposed to do that. I have to remove her from that. Then the next thing, and she's looking at me for a reaction every time on purpose. And I'm just like, I know exactly what you're doing right now. Like,
totally.
You're going from boundary to boundary to boundary, like each thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, so sometimes she'll listen, sometimes she won't, but I mean, she's been pretty good lately, but yeah, I don't, it depends on the day. It depends on her mood.
Yeah.
I know you've been having a tough time with Gray.
Oh my gosh. She is so stubborn. Like, and it's hard because I don't know developmentally how much she understands or how much I need to like repeat myself before I remove her from something.
Yes.
So if she's doing something, I'll ask her to come with me. Or even earlier, we were outside and she wasn't even doing anything wrong. I just said, we need to go inside. Like, auntie and uncle are going to be here soon. So let's go inside. And she just sat there and I'm like, come on, let's go. And just giggled and sat there. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I know you can hear me. And she'll just stare right at your face.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, how many times do I need to ask her before I go over there? And then she thinks it's a game, and then she gets upset and like,
yeah, I know. I don't know.
And I've been trying to rephrase things for her as much as I can. Like if I remember to. So she was chewing on something the other day that she shouldn't be chewing on. So I'm like, if you want to chew on something, here's your stick that you like your teething straw you can chew on.
Yeah.
And so now she'll go and put something in her mouth that she's not supposed to and then be like, no, stick? Like, okay.
But you're doing what they say that you should do. And
yeah,
they,
I try.
Whatever people
I try. But I'm also like, I understand back in the day why people hit their children.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, I am not doing that, but I can understand if you had a short fuse and so did your child,
yeah,
how that would happen.
Yeah.
Because, man, oh, man, they are tough.
Yeah, they're definitely hitting that stage.
Yeah.
They're almost too.
We need, like, a behavioral person to come on.
You do. Yeah, I come across on social media a lot, like, of people saying, like, if your kid does this, this is how you should react, or this is what you should do. Sometimes it's hard in the moment to, like, remember exactly. Like, you automatically, we so innately say no.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I want to backtrack. Like, that's not, you know, how I meant to, even if you're not being aggressive with it.
Yeah.
It's like, no, those aren't the words I should have used. Like, you know, you should use, like, whatever they say, like alternatives or suggestions. Just like you did when she put something in her mouth. You offered her something else. You didn't say no. Like, we don't put that in her, we don't put that in her mouth and leave it there.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, but do you want to chew on something? Here's something to chew on. Like, give them an alternative. But I also find that there's so much conflicting information, too. One person says, do this thing. One person says, do this thing. And it's like,
when everyone's an expert on social media, right?
Course.
Like,
of course.
You don't know what to trust. And then your kid's going to react differently to everything. So, and I mean, day by day, that those reactions change, too.
I recently saw something where a lady said, if your child is acting out and they're like having a moment, to snap them out of it, change your voice, start whispering to them.
Mm.
And it will snap them out of it and they will start whispering back. And then I read the comments and half the people were like, this doesn't work. I tried it. Doesn't work. Doesn't work. Doesn't work. Doesn't work. Doesn't work. And like, well, maybe it works for that lady and her kids.
Right.
But it doesn't work for the majority of the people, or they're not doing it correctly, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I did try it with Brooklyn the other day, and she wasn't having a moment, but she was just, like, being rambunctious when I was trying to get her down to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just, like, trying to, like, whisper to her or whatever. But it took her a little bit for, like, to hear me, because she was being loud over me, essentially. So she wasn't listening to me. She was just, like, doing her own thing. But generally if I whisper to her, like even like just in, if we're just sitting there like playing and I'll start whispering to her, she always whispers back.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's very cute actually. Really.
That's adorable. Like
it, yeah.
I don't know. That girl is going to give us a run for our money.
Yeah. They both are. And they have like been having conflict with each other too recently.
Yeah.
Nothing that like long lasting, like they'll.
No, it's always just a frustration. And I'm so interested, too, sometimes to see if that would be the same case if Gray was at your house. Because right now, Gray's getting upset if Brooklyn is playing with her toys.
Yeah.
But I mean,
and
like,
for reference, Brooklyn comes here for the nanny, like, a few days a week.
Yeah. So I wonder if it would be this, like, if it would be flipped if she went to your house and was playing with Brooklyn's toys.
Yeah, we can try it if you want. You're more than welcome.
The next day that Sheldon has a lot of meetings, we'll send them over there.
Yeah.
But, she'll just get so frustrated. And then I said to Sheldon the other day, because he was like, well, she can't be hitting. And I'm like, she really just, like, swatted because she was super frustrated. And, like, when their emotions just get pent up, they have no idea what to do with it. And they just will flail or hit or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So the most we can do is tell her what she can hit. Like today before you guys came over, I'm like, okay, Brooklyn's coming over. You're going to share your toys. And if you get frustrated, you can punch your punching bag, because she has a little mini punching bag.
Yeah.
Or a pillow or the couch.
Yeah.
And she was like, no hitting. And I'm like, yeah, no hitting our friends.
It's very funny. I was doing the same thing to Brooklyn in the car, because I just in our garage, it's easier for me to hop in the back a lot of the time. So just for a short ride, I just hopped in the back with her. And she was not, she was just playing, but she was kind of like swiping at me when we were talking. And then I said, no, you know, we don't do that. And then she started going gentle on my arm and like swiping or like gently rubbing my arm. And I was like, that's exactly what we do. And I said, remember, I said, we don't like swipe or hit any other people. I was like, we're always gentle with people. And I said, like, we're, you're going to play nicely with Gray and we're going to be nice and gentle. And she said, gentle with people. And I said, yes, gentle with people. That's right. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, but they can repeat us. So it doesn't mean that they're just, like, they're fully grasping. So they both have their moments with each other and then they get over it and move on.
Yeah. And they've been trying to teach her too, like, keep your hands to yourself. Yeah. Like, some people don't want to be touched and we don't. Like, everybody's body is their own, and so we don't touch other people's bodies if they don't want to be touched and all of that. So, which I think is pretty early to be, maybe, I don't know, but
talking about consent.
Right. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's never really too early, but it is too early for them to really comprehend what that means.
Yeah. I've been telling Brooklyn that for a long time, actually. Yeah. Like, we don't just go touch other people, because she does it in a friendly way. Like, she'll want to go up. I remember when we were in California and we were like waiting at a restaurant, and we were within the restaurant, like on the patio, and there was people waiting on the other side of like the little fence or whatever. And there was like this little boy and girl, and then Brooklyn kept running over and like trying to touch the boy's feet and stuff through the fence. And like, I was like, Brooklyn, we can't. Like, I said, it's very nice. And she will run up to people and like, even like strangers, like try and hug them or whatever. She's just very friendly, you know, going whatever.
Yeah.
But, and I said, like, and I always say to them, I'm sorry. Like, she doesn't, she's very friendly. She doesn't understand boundaries yet. And, everybody's always cool with it, 'cause she's a little kid, but I try and explain to her, and I have for a long time, that like, you know, we can't just go touch people without, you know, asking first, or, you know, you don't know them and all that. Yeah. So
I do the same though. If people, when we're leaving or whatever, and they want to hug or something and she doesn't want to give them a hug, I'll always be like, you don't have to hug that person.
Yeah, even if it's absolutely
my parents or Sheldon's mom or whatever. Like, it just because they're family doesn't mean that you have to hug them.
Yeah.
So.
No, I agree.
That's your choice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot. Parenting is a lot.
It is.
Yeah. There's so many things to think about.
Oh, man. And now I'm doubling down.
You are.
What the hell?
How are you feeling?
I am feeling good and not good at the same time at certain times. I don't know. I feel good. Like, I'm working every day and doing all that stuff still, like, normal. I'm not, you know. But I have had, within the last few weeks, I have had a bit more nausea coming back.
And are you back? Are you in the third trimester yet? Or just?
Just about to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just on the cusp. So next time we talk to you, yes, I will be.
Yeah.
As in the listeners. I will be. And yeah, so I don't know. I've been having like more on and off kind of like if I'll eat something, I'll feel sick afterwards. And I don't know. I don't remember experiencing that in my last pregnancy with Brooklyn, that I would kind of feel sick at times again in like further on. So yeah, I don't know. I just like at times I'm like, oh, I feel kind of like first trimester-y again.
Oh, I couldn't imagine.
But then it goes away. Like, it's fleeting. Like, it will be like, but it just, I know at one point I have just been very busy and just like working a lot and all these things. And I definitely felt that it was starting to take a toll on me physically. Like, I'm like, I can't push myself as much as I even did it, like with Brooklyn and all that. And I was just not getting a lot of sleep and all this stuff. So actually last week, Tyler is going to be working more in the evenings. He's starting a new project, all that kind of stuff. So it's going to take a lot more of me on those days, because I'll come home from work in the morning, or I'll pick Brooklyn up from the nanny, whatever, and then like she'll just be with me for the rest of the day, which is totally fine. But tiring when you've been up since 3 o'clock in the morning.
And well, sister wife a day for you.
Yeah.
Fridays. Yeah. Friday, sister wife day.
I love it. And anyway, so he's been having to do some extra stuff, but that he didn't have to this past week. So every day when I was done work in the morning, he says, I'll go pick up Brooklyn and I'll either like keep her busy for a couple hours and then bring her home or whatever. You just go home and rest. And I go home and shower and then just like lay in bed or just relax for even like an hour and a half, an extra hour and a half. It just, I felt by the end of the week, I felt so much more rested.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And just like, that's what my body needed. I just needed time to lay off a little bit and more rest.
Yeah.
And it looks like I might get like an extra day or so to do that this week too. I also, on my Mondays and Tuesdays, I push back my work time starting today, actually. So I'm starting a couple hours later than I was before.
Oh, good.
Because I just need the sleep. I was finding it so hard to get up every morning. I was pressing my snooze button over and over and over and over and over and over again every single day. I just, in the mornings, I just not be able to get up. I'm like, okay, like Cassie, you have to make a change because you're not going to make it. Like, no. You know, I just, and it's not just about me. It's about the baby, right?
Totally.
So I feel like I'm starting to feel a little bit better just from doing that last week.
Yeah. So it's crazy what like a little change like that can do.
Yeah.
Cause you think of it, you're like, oh, it's an extra hour and a half of sleep.
Yeah.
But that's all your body needed.
Yeah, exactly. Just, I was even like necessarily napping this sense. I would just, when I went home, I just like laying in my bed.
Yep.
Like I physically just needed to,
just need to stop.
Just to stop. Yeah. And like, just let my body like recoup a little bit. So
you're having so much fun down there.
Disneyland dad down there.
Danger dad.
Danger. Yeah. So yeah, I have been feeling on and off, good and bad, but I'd say overall, like, mostly good for doing what I do and being as pregnant as I am at this point.
Yeah.
I did have my gestational diabetes test.
You did.
And I got the orange drink,
which, so controversial. I was shocked that you had that.
I was so happy when I saw that thing. So this time, last time I did it, I had to go sit in the chair like where you have your blood taken, and the person stood there and over me and watched me drink that clear liquid.
Yeah, they like set the timer for syrup. 5 minutes.
Yeah, and she said they're just like staring at you while you're like awkwardly drinking this disgusting drink. But this time, maybe because it was a Sunday, there was like hardly anybody in there. They had a couple of staff on. She's just like, she went and got me the drink. And she's like, just sit here in the waiting room. And she's like, I'm setting a 5 minute timer. And she said, just put it here when you're done. So I was like, okay. And I saw it was an orange one. And I was like, oh, an orange one. Because the clear one is absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
And the reason they stopped giving out the orange ones was because I guess people are having allergic reactions to what they were adding. Yeah, what they were adding to them. So enough people were having them that they said, like, let's, geez, sorry. We're just like hearing
just a bang thumping
and like, whoa. So I'm like, I don't even want to know what's going on down there.
Yeah.
So anyway, and we have headphones on and we can still hear. So
yeah.
Anyway, so I drank it. It was not nearly as bad. It just tastes, you know, orange drink.
Was it cold still?
It was moderately cold.
Okay.
You know, orange drink from McDonald's?
Yeah.
That's basically what it tasted like, but just a tiny bit sweeter.
Okay.
And I was like, I can do this. No problem. I drank it. No problem. Wow. Like, put it down. But before the timer was up, there was nobody standing over me, which was nice.
I wonder, why can't they give you the option? Why can't they just order both?
I know.
And then give you the option of it, and then if you have an allergic reaction, it's your choice. I don't know.
I guess a lot of people I don't know that they're gonna have an allergic reaction. So then I just sat, put my headphones in, sat there, and like did whatever on my phone for an hour. Later they called me in, I had my blood drawn, and I asked the girl taking my blood why they switched back to the orange, and she said that they were back ordered from the factory on the clear one, so they had to bring in the orange one. And then, but those were being sent back and they were having the other ones come back. Right. And I said, well, I'm so glad I booked my appointment when I did, because this was like so much better.
Yeah.
Not to sound dramatic, but the other one is disgusting.
They're gross.
And this one isn't, I wouldn't choose to drink it, but it was totally tolerable. If given
the option now, you would choose the orange. 100%. For sure. Yeah.
Totally tolerable. So, yeah, got my results, my passed. Okay. So I do not have gestational diabetes. Although,
yeah, because you were kind of worried about that, right?
I wasn't worried, not but worried, I just but thought, like, maybe I have it this time. I don't know necessarily why, but I did say to Tyler a couple days after, then and I was so thirsty for a couple days, mm-hmm. like could not get enough water. And yeah. I said, if I hadn't just like passed my test, I would definitely think I had gestational diabetes.
Right.
And I was like, maybe I do. Maybe I just like cheated the system somehow. I don't know. But I was so, 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 so thirsty. But yeah, so everything's good, good, good.
I'm surprised. And I mean, I haven't ever looked into this, but I'm surprised that they only test you once for it. Like, that it's not like a continuous, because can you develop it at any point, or do you
probably,
you know, I what know. I mean, like yeah. could you still develop it now, or if you did it wouldn't matter as much?
I don't really know the answer to that.
Yeah, I'm gonna Google it as we speak. But anyway, I I'm glad that you don't have that. And I saw a crazy story also.
Not okay, let's hear it.
Not anything related to gestational diabetes, but pregnancy. So I saw the story today about this woman who gave birth to twins, mm-hmm. but from two, she has two uteruses. So she has two uteruses and then an ovary attached to each one and two cervixes.
Okay, so she still only has two ovaries.
Mm-hmm. So I guess she found out when she was 17 that she had this condition, and it's super rare. And I guess when your uterus develops, when you're in utero still, I guess it's two tubes that like develop into your uterus. And so sometimes in like very rare cases, they can develop into their own instead of like merging together. Huh. So some people have two uteruses and like two ovaries attached to the one, or they only have one ovary and all of this stuff. So she said her doctor says that because of her anatomy, it's likely that she ovulated from both ovaries at the same time, or like similar times, and both eggs got fertilized. She got pregnant in both uteruses. So it's like a 1 in 50 million chance of happening.
And at the same time, exact same time. Mm-hmm. So their babies were the same gestational age.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So I guess as she progressed, because they were monitoring her super closely and doing scans and stuff, because it would be possible for her to be pregnant at two different times if she ovulated.
Which is like even more crazy.
Right? Like it would. I think that would be even more rare because your body is like giving off a pregnancy hormone, so you don't ovulate.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah.
But it could even, it could be, a, I mean, people get pregnant like right after giving birth sometimes, like if they like are ovulating like yeah. that. So yeah, so she said that they were monitoring her super closely. And so they were measuring about the same, but they weren't sure if the babies would come at the same time, or they could come like weeks apart or days apart or whatever, because they... it would almost be like two individual pregnancies.
So it's like if she could go into labor on one side and one mm-hmm. uterus could be contracting and yeah. everything, but not the other one.
Yeah.
So what happened? Did she have a C-section?
She ended up, she wanted to have a vaginal birth because she had three kids already.
Oh my gosh.
So, and they were all like natural deliveries, and she didn't want to have a C-section. So they were waiting until closer to the end. And I think she got induced 2 weeks early, maybe, if I'm remembering correctly. Anyway, so it looks like, and I went through her Instagram and she didn't say what her, she kept saying that she would tell her birth story. And I wonder if she did on like a story or something and it expired, but it wasn't on her feed. But it looks like from the photos, the one baby was born like at 7 p.m. at night. And then the next baby was born almost 12 hours later, but it looks like she was in an OR for one of her photos. So I wonder if like the first one was vaginal and then the second one they couldn't deliver and she had to have a C-section for the second one.
So are they twins then?
I don't.
Because if they're different uteruses and they weren't even born at the same time.
Yeah. Like they had different birthdays. They do have different birthdays.
Which I know you can have twins at different birthdays if it's right before midnight and over midnight.
Yeah.
I actually know somebody who that's the case.
No way.
But yeah, but different uteruses.
Yeah,
I feel
so
like
calling them
technically
twins,
they're not twins.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense in your daily life. You're not going to explain your story to everybody. Yeah, they're twins.
Totally.
You know, whatever.
Well,
but
it would just be like a, I guess, fraternal twins can be fertilized by two separate eggs.
But they share a uterus.
They do share a uterus, yeah. So these two just had their own hotel rooms.
Yeah. So, bougie from the start. That's very interesting.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't even imagine.
No.
Because also, I would, like, I guess if there's no medical reason to remove one of them, like, you wouldn't need to have a hysterectomy for one of your uteruses to, like, prevent this from happening. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. I had so many questions. But I think there was only, like, two cases of it. There was actually these two women in Alabama, both have the same condition, and they gave birth at the same hospital, and so they live like a few miles from each other, so they connected after the fact. So
what's in the water in Alabama,
right? I mean, a lot of racism, but
that's true.
Apparently double uteruses too. I'm sure they love that there. Okay, so gestational diabetes usually shows up in the middle of pregnancies. Doctors most often test for it between 24 and 28 weeks. So,
but it doesn't say whether you can develop it later?
Yeah, it just says most typical. Hmm. Yeah, usually appears between 24 and 28 weeks.
I mean, I'm sure you can. Maybe if you're having symptoms of it, then they would test you again. I don't know. Or if your baby... Because one thing that they watch for is that if you have gestational diabetes, they generally induce you early because your baby is large size.
Larger, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, because then I think you can develop, like, non-gestational diabetes after the fact. Or you can, like, continue it after. Like, it doesn't automatically go away.
It does.
For most people.
Yeah, as soon as the baby comes out, generally, you're good to go. That's what I've heard. That's what I've been told anyway.
So crazy.
Isn't that so weird? It's just less like, okay, this foreign-ish thing has, like, exited my body.
Yeah.
And, all right, let's, like, get back to normal.
Right?
Like,
well, it's like those couple other conditions. Is it cholestasis? Which I don't know exactly what that is, but you get really itchy, I think. That disappears right after you give birth, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there's a bunch.
Yeah. Pregnancy is wild.
It is so wild. It is so wild what your body goes through.
Yeah.
I've had this rash on my arm, actually. Is it gone today? It's still kind of there, but not as bad. On the forearms of both of my arms.
Oh.
I noticed it the other day while I was at work, and I thought, and I think still maybe, that it was just my arms reacting to flour. It's actually very common for bakers to get develop flour allergies.
Really?
Like wheat allergies? Yeah. And I was thinking, because I'm like, well, because my belly's bigger now and I get a lot of flour on my apron, because when I'm making croissants or rolling croissants and stuff, I use flour, blah, blah, blah. And that, like, my forearms are rubbing against my apron more, and maybe it's irritating them because it's on both my forearms. But then it kind of, like, traveled up higher on my arm, and it was so itchy for a couple of days and red and bumpy. And I was like, oh, is this a pregnancy thing? Is it not? Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, my palm's itchy. And, like, because I had read that, like, palm and feet, if they get itchy, then that's what you were talking about. But then it would, like, just before a second go away. I'm, like, getting in my head, you know? So, but it's kind of gone now. So I think it was just, like, a work-related thing. But yeah, when you're pregnant, you're just like, okay, wait, is this, like, just normal body stuff? Or is this, like, pregnancy stuff? Like, totally. When do I talk to my, whoever, my care, my OB or whoever? Or when do I just talk to a doctor?
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, it's just one of those things.
Yeah, it's a wild time.
So I forget what the podcast is called, but I think I see clips of it sometimes on TikTok or whatever. And I think the premise is that they go to Reddit and they read stories from there or somewhere.
That's going to be a dumpster fire.
Reddit is a dumpster fire. Oh my God.
I am
people on
surprised
Reddit.
That Reddit is still around, honestly.
I'm not. People love a place where
they
can
do,
go.
They do, but
just,
it's
just
like, honestly, like, nothing helpful is being posted here anymore. Like,
no.
Let's just get rid of it while we are slightly ahead, maybe.
Are we ahead?
We're not. But
so the story, this lady is pregnant, and she expressed to her husband and I think also her mother-in-law her concern that her mother-in-law always seems to have a problem when there's something like it's going on between her and her husband, as if like, so if their anniversary, she has a little emergency that she needs it. If it's her birthday, she has, oh, the mother has a little emergency. Like her and her son are really like, I guess, codependent on each other.
Right.
So she said, she was, I guess, telling her husband, and I think it made it sound like the mother-in-law as well, but maybe it's just the husband, that she's concerned about this and that, you know, she's going to go into labor and all this stuff. And they're like, no, that's like, why are you being like this? That's crazy. All this. And so what she did one day, her husband works like 10 minutes away. So she texted him and said she was going into labor. And he said he would, he's like, okay, she wasn't, but he said, I'll be home in 10 minutes. 30 minutes goes by and he doesn't come home. So she texts him and she, or calls him and it's like, where are you? And he said, oh, I'm at the hospital with my mom. She had an emergency.
Oh my God.
And it's exactly why she did it. Cause she was testing. Cause she knew that she's like, this is the birth of our child and guaranteed like the his mother is going to do something. And he's like, I had to take her. She was having a heart attack because she was so excited that you were in labor.
Oh my God.
And spoiler alert, she was not having a heart attack. It was a false alarm. So he instead of, and he said to her, I knew you could make it to the hospital yourself. Like no problems or whatever.
Okay. That is grounds for divorce.
So then he gets mad at her. So she says, I'm not in labor. I was testing you because I knew that this is what would happen.
Yeah.
And that you would do this to me and that she would do this to me. And then he got all mad at her because he's like, why would you do that? Like, you know, I just had to go with what was more urgent. And obviously my mom's heart attack is more urgent. And he's like, she's like, you knew she wasn't having a heart attack. Like, she's just... Anyway, so.
And why is your first call your mother? Like, your wife tells you that she's going into labor.
Yeah, get home.
Get home.
Yeah.
Like, don't call your mother.
Yeah. And I think she said, like, I need to go to the hospital. Not like, oh, labor is starting. Yeah. You know, that kind of thing.
Take your time.
Yeah. It's like, so. It made me think, what do you do in that situation if the mother really was having a heart attack?
Yeah.
So wait, like, but then I'm also like, cause so wait, so then did he just drive to the mom's house?
Cause like, that's he
didn't call an ambulance for her.
Like, that's the thing is, in that moment, like, he's not going to have the right tools to deal with a heart attack. So you call a paramedic who has the right tools and who can get them to the hospital quickly. And then they can take care of that. And hey, spoiler alert, you were also supposed to be going to the hospital.
Yeah, right? So, just, like, I'll meet you at the hospital, but I have to go grab my wife because she also has to go to the hospital. Yeah.
Because in that case, too, like, if she really was in labor and, like, what if that baby came fast and, like, she – what if she was Karen?
Yeah, on the side of the road.
If you don't know what we're referencing, listen to our episode from last week with Karen.
Yeah.
Like
– well, and it's like – but then – if you really think somebody's having a heart attack, that's a very scary moment. Like somebody you love and care about. So I do wonder if like that you're thinking death over, you know what I mean? Like, but also, he also knew how his mom was.
Yeah. I was going to say like, how did that come up also? Like you told your mom that your wife was in labor and you were going to pick her up. And then she was all of a sudden like, oh, I'm having a heart attack. Like, how does that?
Yeah. No, I know.
Like, would that not be suspicious to you? Yep. And also, as that mother,
the mother's fucked.
What the hell are you doing?
Yeah, no, that's some like she's got issues.
Yeah, that a lot of therapy is needed there.
Yeah, she needs to like loosen those reins a little bit.
Yeah, that I couldn't even imagine that.
Yeah, I know. So it had me thinking, like, what would you do in real life situation?
Yeah.
If, like, both these things were happening and you feel like you're in the middle.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's fair to the son either, like, that he's in the middle of having to choose between his mom or his wife and his kid. But,
yeah, do I think that was the right way to go about it? No. Like, if that was truly her intention to kind of, like, test, maybe talk to your husband and be like, okay, I want you to call your mom and say that we're in labor and see what her reaction is.
Yeah.
So that he is aware and can, like, rationally think it through. Agreed. Rather than, like, thinking that you're in labor and his mother's having a heart attack.
Yeah. Agreed.
Because men are dumb also. So, like, if he's already tied to his mother, obviously he's choosing his mother.
Yeah. That umbilical cord was never cut.
No.
It sounds
also like, you're on your way to the hospital, cut that.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was interesting. And I also saw, and this isn't really like an opinion thing, this is just some tea, if you will. I'm part of this group on Facebook, and somebody asked what their if anybody could, like, spill some tea, because they're like, I just in a day, I need people to spill the tea, like, what do you have going on? And I thought this one was interesting that this person wrote. My cousin is getting married and his fiance has been cheating with her boss. We just had a wedding shower for them and she brought the boss to the party.
What?
Everyone knows and it was awkward, but the wedding is still on and she's pregnant. Who's the daddy?
Why isn't anybody telling this guy?
But does, like, everybody knows? Does the guy know? I don't know. She wasn't clear about this.
That's crazy.
Yeah, everybody knows.
Oh my god.
And like, these are real people's lives.
Yeah. That's similar to, do you follow Neighbor Becky?
Yes.
So she
is... I never see her stuff though, just because the algorithm.
Oh, but really?
Yeah.
I love her stuff. She's so funny. She is friends with Sarah from Bird's Papaya.
She's her neighbor.
Her neighbor, yeah. So she'll post like question boxes every once in a while and she'll want to know drama. So she just posted something about sports teams. She's like, I want to know, like, minor sports team, sports league drama. And it's a bunch of people on there and they've said, oh, like, my neighbor's kids are in sports with my kids and, like, their parents take them seriously. Like, these people are sleeping with these people to get them on these teams and people are sleeping with execs to get better ice times and all of this stuff. And I'm like, what is happening? What is happening? Is this what we have to deal with our kids going forward? Just, like, petty drama. She posted one the other day about, like, school play drama or something like that, and it was, again, like, a bunch of people just favoritism or moms picking their kids even though they couldn't act for lead roles and stuff.
Oh yeah, that's, yeah, I think it doesn't surprise me at all that these things actually exist and people behave this way.
Yeah.
I know, I've thought about that before. I'm like, ooh, I kind of want to be like, I want to obviously be friends with my kids' friends' parents. Mm-hmm. Like, I, even if, like, we're just acquaintances or whatever, but I want to be friendly with them, get along with them. It'd be nice if I could be friends, actual friends with some of them.
Yeah.
Well, like, obviously we're friends, so that's nice. I already have that. So our girls can play and then we can hang out. We can play.
We can drink.
We can drink. Exactly. I'm like, I kind of want to stay out of all that, like.
Yeah. PTA drama.
Yeah. All that crap. Like, I just, like, don't, I just. I don't have the energy for it.
No.
But then it's like, do you become the problem and the one everyone's talking about because you're not wanting to be involved?
I feel like it's just a boundary thing, though. Like, as much as I feel like I would be an excellent, like, pack mom.
You would be.
Because I'm that personality.
Yeah.
I feel like I couldn't deal with the other people.
Yeah. My mom was on the pack, like,
forever. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, my mom was too for my brother. And so we would go and
help. Your mom definitely has that personality.
She does. She was boss bitch.
Yeah.
Like, led that thing.
She still is.
Like, she still is. But she was, like, queen bee of the Sandy Hill pack. But we would go help out at the book fairs or whatever and do all of that. And anytime there was a fundraiser, all of that we would help out with. So I've seen like some of the other moms, and it's just like, I feel like it's just a fake. It's almost like Housewives, where it's just, you have to fake being super friendly and super bougie and all of this stuff to fit in with these pack moms. And I just, I don't have the energy for that.
It's like own version of high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like all the people who wish that they were popular in high school are now living vicariously through their children.
Oh my gosh. I say this about freaking strata councils. Yes. I'm like, okay, I like, really, is this where you need to assert your dominance?
Right.
And like, I can't have that plant outside my house because it offends you. I don't know. Like, whatever it is. You know what I mean? Listen, I'm like, get off your high horse. I just can't.
Strata councils?
I cannot with strata council. And the people who find so much, I don't know, their joy and dignity in strata council. And they get off on like being able to tell you that there's, I don't know, that you like owe them $200 because of whatever. Your Christmas lights were up a week too late. I don't know. Like, whatever it is. I just like. Like, I am you know not that they're, here
like,
for people
just taking advantage of you, right? Like, you're working for free at this point.
And some strata people, they'll like sit outside and
it's
like
their
just
personality.
They just like literally watch everything that everybody's doing and they like talk about everybody in here. I cannot. Like, get a life.
Yeah.
Get a life.
My sister in Ontario, she lived in this apartment building, and I think that there were two buildings or something. And anyway, I don't remember the exact story. I'll have to ask her when she comes out here. But basically, there was a strata council and everybody hated them. And it's a bit different there. I think it's like an HOA or whatever it was. So everybody hated these people. They were making bad decisions and like screwing everything up. And so there was this like underground movement from a whole bunch of different owners to try and like get the strike council like out, like basically throw a coup and get the strata council out. And I'm like, what is happening at your apartment building? Like, I'm here for
successful?
It. But I think they moved out before. And like her husband was like leader of the, like him and somebody else was like leader of this group. And they were all sad when they left. But like, why? It's strata.
Yeah.
Like, get over it.
I had never had a good like experience with being like, well, I love strata. Stratas are great. Like, no.
No, they're not.
No, thank you. Not only do they take all your money every month.
Totally.
We have a neighbor who like, I mean, I'm not even going to get into it with this neighbor.
Yeah.
But anyway.
He's not a good person.
we're not a fan. Anyhow, he had like, I don't know, like sometime last year, he put signs outside of his place talking about how like strata, you know, is trying to like say that he owes this or that. Like, he basically had picket signs outside of his house, like trolling strata. And
as they fine him for every single sign.
No, just, I was like, what on earth is happening here? Like, I'm just, I can't. So anyway,
I love petty drama like that from afar, but I could not live in it.
Down with strata. Down with strata.
You guys, please listen to the pod. Tell all your friends about the podcast so Cass can move out of her strata.
Yes, please.
We need to make some money.
Yeah, please. Oh my gosh. It would be, and somehow we're still there. I don't know. Life.
Yeah. I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
You can't do what you got to do. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's funny. It's like, I see a lot of strata minutes with my job. Mm-hmm. So it's just like all this petty crap.
Yeah.
But it's part of, like, it's not so much strata stuff, but love looking at appraisals. And then also, like, separation agreements. My favorite.
Oh, man. That would be my favorite. Like, give me all the tea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw one.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a sad situation, generally.
It is, for sure.
But some of it would be super petty.
The other day, this is the pettiest one I've ever seen.
Are you allowed to talk about this?
I'm not naming names.
Okay.
Nobody knows where I work. It's fine.
Okay.
I saw one the other day where the wife had taken the husband to court over $35 a month.
She imagines one of our listeners.
If you are, reach out, because I need to hear this whole story, because I only see the paperwork. $35 a month for their daughter's gluten-free diet. A court order.
I just think, like... like, how much did it cost you in lawyer fees? Right? To, like, get, like... because, like, how far off is she from 18? That where you're not going to have to pay that anymore. Right. And then, like, was it worth it? Did you do the math? Or are you, do you have like a pro bono lawyer? Seriously, maybe? Like, I don't know. But to me, I think that like if Tyler and I were to ever get divorced, mm-hmm. we would be so fucking petty. And like, that would be us. Like, no, you owe me like $10, like for whatever that I paid for. You haven't paid me back for that $10 of those, like, you needed cash one day or whatever. Some stupid shit like that. I can only imagine, just because we're so stubborn, the two of us, like, in reality, like, because we have a child, we would not want to put Brooklyn through that. I know we both, like, she'd be our priority, but I know that there would be moments when we would be like, no, fuck that person.
Oh, totally.
You know, if we're at that point of our marriage where, like, we couldn't stand each other and whatnot, and you just have to think, like, you don't know, you know, like, we don't know what happened in this marriage, like, maybe he did something, like, so terrible, and she is being the pettiest person on the earth. Or maybe she's just a petty bitch, and that's why he's divorcing her.
I feel like, like that would be, depending on the situation, that would be me. It'd be like, I don't care how much money I'm losing on this. Like, I am taking
it's a principle thing. Exactly. Yeah, so exactly. Who knows? Yeah, unless you have the whole story. You're like, maybe this lady's right, and maybe this lady's a psychopath.
Oh, totally. I see. Like, it's so funny, though, because you see all the time, like, if they have a family pet, that they're sharing custody of, like, this dog or whoever gets it and all of this stuff. It's just like,
maybe in her eyes, that's $35 less that he'll be able to pay on his mistress.
True. Yeah,
so
I don't know. Bitches be cray, though.
That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah. That's all I got.
I think that's it for today.
Yeah.
We can hear our babes.
We can hear the girls, but not Tyler. So we should. Which,
which if you don't hear Tyler.
They tied him up. Do you imagine? It's like, what's that movie?
Yeah, I just think of the Moby Dick. I just think of the Christmas lights. What is that one? The Griswold? The Griswolds? Mm. I don't know.
They probably home alone to him. Yeah. He's tied up somewhere.
But I haven't heard them crying, so that's a good sign.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, he's kept them apart enough.
Yeah.
Anyway, we should go rescue either him or them. I don't know. We'll go see
all
what's
of
happening.
The above.
All the above. Thanks for being here. Please listen. Well, you did just listen. Listen again next week. and just follow, like, subscribe, tell your friends. And we would actually love if you guys could get in touch with us. Best way to do that is our Instagram at Kenny Say Mama Podcast. And let us know what you would like us to discuss, which topics, what kind of guests you would like us to have, any of that kind of stuff. That keeps you guys tuning in every week. So just let us know.
Send us your funny memes. Send us funny Instagram pages.
And your stories.
Yes.
And your parents' stories, your life stories, anything. It can all be anonymous. Set up a Finsta and send us something through there. That's totally fine. Or email us, whatever.
If you were the $35 lady, get in touch.
Yeah, please. We won't tell anybody who you are. But we need to know the deets. All right. We love you. Thanks for being here.
Okay, bye.
Bye.